رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله أو بلو النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم هسد that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you into this beautiful silsila of Madani channel, the hidden diseases of heart. In this silsila we will discuss another hidden disease which is known as jaza'a. O wa waila karna. The definition of jaza is when person faces a difficulty, a problem, he starts mourning about it or to act impatiently. It is called jaza. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Quran Kareem, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Undoubtedly, man is created extremely impatient and greedy. When an evil reaches him, he gets very worried and he becomes miser when he gets benefited. Sadr al-Afadil Hazrat Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi alayhi rahmatullah al-Hadi writes under this ayat in Tafsir Khazain al-Irfan that this is the condition of human being, that if he faces any unpleasing condition or circumstances, he is not patient on that. And when he gets wealth, he does not spend it. He becomes miser. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Sarkare Wala Tabar, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said, the one who is not pleased on the sustenance which is provided to him, and the one who makes the news of his sickness common, and he's not patient, none of his action will be raised towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah is unhappy with him. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, to show impatience and to moan about it when difficulty comes, This is indeed a destruction for such person who shows this kind of impatience. Many a times when person is impatient and he shows impatience, he ends up committing many more sins. Sometimes he even utters words of kufr. And when person utters words of kufr, his iman is also wasted. And sometimes, because of being impatient, person is deprived from great sawab and reward, which he would have attained if he was patient. Hazrat Sayyiduna A'mash bin Masrook alayhi rahmatullah al-Quddus reports that a pious person used to live in a jungle. This pious person had one rooster, one donkey, and one dog. The rooster will wake him up early morning for salat, and the donkey was used to bring the water and other goods, and the dog would look after his assets and his house. One day a fox ate his rooster, and when this pious person came to know, he said, "There would be goodness for me in it." In other words, he remained pleased with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was patient. But other household members got very worried, and they started saying, "We have lost this and we have lost that." After a few days, a wolf came and attacked the donkey and killed the donkey. When the people of the house of this pious person came to know, they became very sad and they started mourning that we have lost so much. But this pious man never said a word of impatience. Rather, he said that there is goodness for us in the death of this donkey. And after some time, the dog fell ill and died. And he still remained sabir and shakir. He was patient and he was still thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he repeated the same thing, that in the death of this dog, there will be some goodness for us. The time kept on passing. After some days, some robbers attacked the houses of that jungle. And they arrested all the people who were living in that jungle. And the reason and the cause of them being identified that they are living at that place was their animals. These robbers, they heard the noise of the animals and they came to know that there are some people living here. And they identified the places and the houses of these people because of the noise of the animals. So they looted them, they took their wealth, they arrested them, they took them with them to work as slaves for them. But the house of this pious person was still safe and sound. because he did not have any animal with him, and there was no noise from his place, and nobody heard, and nobody was pulled towards his house or concentrated towards his house. Now, his faith became even stronger, that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, there is hikmat and there is wisdom in it. So he got saved from that calamity, from that difficulty, which everybody else faced. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, we need to practice patience in all our difficulties. And in order to prepare ourselves to be patient at the time of calamity and difficulty, we need to ponder upon certain points which inshallah Azza wa Jal I will discuss now. Number one should ponder upon the fadail and the virtues which are mentioned in Quran and Hadith. Allah Azza wa Jal is with those who are patient. Allah Azza wa Jal loves those who are patient. The person who is patient, there is announcement of maghfirat and forgiveness for that person. And a patient person is given glad tidings of success and the great reward. One should start pondering upon these points, that if I become patient, then I will qualify to receive this good news, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Number two, one should think about Anbiya alayhimus salam, Awliya Allah, pious people, and look at their lifestyle and their practice. How they used to exercise patience at the time of calamities and difficulties and the tests. One should read the stories and the hikayat and the narrations of Anbiya alayhim salam and the pious people in this regard, so he can learn and understand that what was the way of life and conduct of those who have been favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how they used to stand up at the time of difficulty, and how they used to exercise patience at the time of difficulty. So if we start reading and start understanding their lifestyles, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will get something of their characteristics. Number three, one should ponder upon the reasons because of which the test has been put upon us, or the difficulty has reached to us. Most of the times, the reason is our sins, and one should take account of his own character and try to rectify himself. Because when we are committing sins, then the musibat comes, then the difficulty comes. And if we repent and rectify ourselves and improve ourselves and be practical Muslims and leave sins, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, there is a great chance that the test, the difficulties will be removed from us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us satisfaction. Number four, one should adopt the suhbat and the company of pious people, those who are patient. Because the company, the suhbat, will make an impact upon you. And if we are friends with the good people, we are friends with the pious people, and we are friends with those who are patient at the time of difficulty, then that effect will indeed come upon our character as well, and we will learn how to be patient at the time of difficulty. Number 5, one should ponder upon this fact that if at the time of difficulty I exercise impatience, then there is displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will be deprived from a great reward which I could have attained if I was patient. And then the sin of being unthankful and ungrateful towards Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And then there are so many other غير شرعي and un-Islamic acts which are performed at the time of impatience. Those acts would happen from me, and then there will be punishment in the akhirat. There will be punishment in the hereafter because of those evil acts. So one should start pondering upon all these things. And when he ponders upon all these things, there is great hope that the person will learn how to be patient at the time of difficulty. Point number 6. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Quran Kareem, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And definitely we will test you with some amount of fear, hunger, and with some loss of lives and animals and fruits. And good news is for the patient ones. One should keep this order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is mentioned in Quran Kareem and try to make his mind that I have no choice but to be patient. And one should ponder upon the reward which is promised for the person who is patient. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. There is good news. And good news of so many ni'mat and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for that person who is patient, who does not moan about the difficulties that he faces. Number 7. The main reason for a person not to be steadfast on the good deeds is impatience. Many of us become impatient because when we do certain ibadat and acts of worship, we want the reward of that immediately. Many people are heard saying, I'm reading namaz, I'm performing my salat, I pay my zakat, I fast, I give my charity, I do this, I do that. But I'm facing so many problems, I'm worried about so many issues, there are so many calamities that are coming upon me one after the other. All that is impatience. When person is impatient, then he would not get steadfastness on the good deeds. And they don't get worldly benefits for a while, for example. Then they become lazy in performing salat, in fasting, in giving charity, in giving zakat, etc. Therefore, in order to get istiqamat and steadfastness on the good deeds, one should adopt the company and the suhbat of pious people. Because you get encouraged when you are in the company of pious people to do the good deeds. And one should ponder upon the destructions of akhirat and the losses of akhirat because of exercising impatience. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islami, a global movement of Quran and Sunnah, provides this opportunity of good suhbat and pious company. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are thousands and thousands of Islamic brothers who are trying and striving to improve themselves, and they are exercising patience, and they are punctual with their ibadat, and they have attained this beautiful quality of istiqamat, and they talk about being pleased with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you sit in their suhbat, when you sit in their company, you would also develop similar mentality. And that would help you indeed to become a patient person. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islami's message have reached now in over 200 countries. In many cities in the world, in many countries, there are centers of Dawat-e-Islami, Marakiz of Dawat-e-Islami. There are Madaris, Jamiat of Dawat-e-Islami. And if for some reason you are unable to reach Dawat-e-Islami, then the website of Dawat-e-Islami is also playing a very active role to help Muslims to improve their lives. www.dawatislami.net is the address of this beautiful organization. You can get guidance via the internet. You can even study Quran Majeed, Alim course, Imamat course, and many other courses that are being taught online by the Muballigheen and the teachers of Dawat-e-Islami. So wherever in the world you are, get in touch with Dawat-e-Islami, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will learn how to practice and how to exercise patience at the time of difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that may we attain this beautiful quality of sabr and patience and be included amongst those who are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Quraha nafs is indeed an enemy. Quraha nafs is indeed an enemy.